Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm out, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
I need the official diagnosis.
Wow. Your ears are very hairy.
My ears are hairy. Well, I'm an old man.
Your ears, your ear canal is so hairy, I can't see.
Maybe that's what it is.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Being able to go on a moose hunt, and I shot a moose. I would love to bring you all a sample of moose soup. If you're willing.
I am terrified.
I'd give it a shot.
You would?
Yeah, moose soup. Yep.
Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
President Sally Kornbluth released a video saying the encampment, and here's going to be my first Courtney here, on Crested G Lawn. Is in violation of school rules.
Some suggesting that Jackson Wally pipped Courtney when it came
to
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
I think you went way too far in.
No, I never go in far enough.
That's what she said.
Now...
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Wiggy, hello.
What up, Dow?
Courtney, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I missed you guys.
How was the trip?
Trip was great. Really relaxing. I feel refreshed. I feel ready to go. great to be back at a place we love so much, a place you loved dearly for 24 hours.
Was the intention to revisit the scene of your wedding? Is that what the trip was about?
Yeah, we haven't been back to that specific location since. Mm-hmm. So 2 years later, we wanted to go back.
Okay. So it's kind of like when Brian Koberger drove past the crime scene in the morning.
Yeah, I guess you could...
at Idaho.
It is so weird you say that. We are in the airport yesterday, and there is a group of girls that are clearly traveling for some type of sports tournament, and they're all wearing matching gray T-shirts with their names on the back. One of the girls' last name, Koberger.
Really?
I said to Santo, I would never wear it again. I'd change my last name.
Change your name over
that? I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you back. We missed you.
I was very worried about you. Listening yesterday. I listened to the full show yesterday. Great job with Gerard Mayo.
Oh, thank
you. Awesome job.
I thought we had Curtis went viral with his Tom Brady question yesterday with Gerard Mayo.
I think you guys did, which was so good, was you didn't just focus on the now, because I think a lot of people would have forgotten to ask about Dynasty, forgotten to ask about the grading of the Patriots. Curtis, great job with that. And he answered all of those questions. I thought it was great. A great interview. But even more so, your ear.
It's awful.
I thought that maybe we'd be over it by the time I came back. But to hear Foyer go in there, the hair situation.
A lot of hair.
Foyer provided zero help. It's not surprising. He's not a doctor. I can't. You need to speak up. Everybody needs to speak up. I gave in, and I scheduled an urgent care appointment for noon today. So I'll have some sort of an answer. But it's just the sound is – it completely screws with your entire understanding of what people are saying, whether I don't know if my vocal level is proper or not, because I can't hear it back in my own ears, Shyam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Greg, I think you're screaming. I need you to tone it down.
That's the problem, is if you can F with me the entire morning and tell me that I'm talking too loud or I'm talking too softly.
Huh?
Greg, you finally have an alibi for maybe your most embarrassing moment.
Which one?
So maybe it began with the Puppygate, but at least and for sure, the Seaport spill that went around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happens when your hearing goes?
No.
Your balance.
Yeah, your equilibrium.
Oh,
good call.
Good point.
Yeah. I don't think, first of all, there's that is arguably one of the older expressions that one can make, saying somebody's hearing has gone. But I don't think it's gone, because I think it's coming back. I think I'm hopeful that it's just allergies or something.
Well,
like
I always thought you were not balanced because you would put your bread rolls in your right side of your pants. But now I understand it.
I'm kind of jealous of you going to the doctor to have it looked at, because if they are able to clear it out, that's going to be a euphoric feeling.
Can he get that done at urgent care, though?
I think so,
Or is that where you go where they tell you, oh, you're going to need to schedule an appointment with a specialist?
You mean when they go in and can they yank a pile of moist earwax out?
Right, or are they going to be...
I just lost my balance.
Yeah, that was...
I think any doctor can do that. I think they can do that at urgent care.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I was just wondering, because a lot of urgent cares, they like give you, you know, the basics and say, schedule an appointment with a specialist.
I would assume that they can deal with it.
All right.
Or they can send me to the proper place should I require it. But
please record.
Enough about me. We're glad you're back. And how about Derek White last night?
Ooh,
oh,
he
man.
Is him.
Wiggy?
D. White, that ain't the biggest issue we got.
What's your issue?
I would say it's a 7-2.
He's going to be fine.
Where's he from?
He's going to be
Yugoslavia
fine.
Yugoslavia or someplace like that?
You dealt with it all season long? You knew that
We know he's going to be fine.
I mean, it's not. They were reporting last night that it was not a serious Achilles thing. So, when it comes to Porzingis.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
But we don't have the imaging yet.
But didn't you know, you got the player and you knew the player was often injured. So
we said all season long the key to a long run is a healthy Kristaps in the postseason. Yeah. It worried me because the way that it looked, I thought it was knee immediately. I thought it was an ACL, but then I said, shoot, is that an Achilles?
Mm-hmm.
So happy that it could just be a calf strain. He tweeted after. I have it in trending where he said, you know, we'll be good.
I see it right now on Twitch. Good morning and hello to those who are watching this show on Twitch. This is a radio show that you can watch. Should you choose to do that, go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And he says, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. And we'll be good.
I'm
muscle,
so.
Muscle emoji.
You know who had a calf strain?
Giannis.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well done.
You know, and he's been out for... I don't know, several weeks.
Yeah.
But this is a good day if you're Jason Tatum and you don't want the world to come crashing down on you, and Joe Mazzulla, should they lose to the Nuggets, or, you know, if Porzingis doesn't return, this is somewhat of an excuse. Because if healthy, this team should have gone blown doors the whole time. I think Porzingis will get back if they make it to the, you know, conference final.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the Celtics, I go out of my way to spend as much time as possible trying to get through these next couple series,
right,
starting with this one, without him.
Yep.
So that you're able to get him back as fresh as he could possibly be when you need him the most.
Because you're going to – you're the key is, like, I think you're going to be able to get enough from Al and the Murder Cornet from the defensive side of the basketball. But where you're going to have your most issues is on the offensive side. So how are you going to be able to hold it down offensively? You're going to need Derek White and Drew Holiday to really, really be more of, you know, kind of what Derek White did last night. You're not going to need that every night, but you're going to need him to be a big part of the offense, him and Drew Holiday, moving forward without Porzingis.
And the end of the first half, Greg, was sneaky impressive because Porzingis gets hurt. The Heat make it a 12-point game. You're about, you know, 90 seconds left in the first half, and the Celtics go on a quick 5-0 run, and you just went into half saying, okay, this isn't going to be in their head. They rallied. They're not going to allow the Heat to come back and make this a pain in the ass in the second half. They quickly brought it right back to 17, and the game was over.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly, if you had any concern after game two, at least against this team, which is a depleted team, I'm assuming you don't have that same concern this morning. Like, they have turned around last couple of games and showed their dominance, at least over this team. So, what?
Their energy level last night I didn't think was up to par to what we've seen this team be able to do, but the ability to still get a win with that level was good. I just worry that they're going to not come out as strong moving forward because I've seen them play when they're firing on all cylinders. That was not them last night. They came out looking kind of flat.
They were playing Dido. Like, the one thing I'm happy with them doing is closing out, playing defense. And if they can do that, and on the offensive side, that will come. The shots will fall in. Tatum is kind of – I was more excited where it was like they were able to get on a nice early run, and Tatum wasn't even a major, major factor when it came to scoring. So he's more of a facilitator, and I think if you look at him, he leads the playoffs in assists. So if you can get that from him, and then when he needs to be a scorer, him turn it on. So, I mean, that's, to me, is what I like to see more than anything, is everybody else getting kind of involved.
All right. Well, Celtics with a win last night, and Courtney will keep you updated this morning on any news when it comes to Kristaps Porzingis. Bruins will attempt to close it out tonight against the Maple Leafs at the Garden.
Right.
And we will at some point get, maybe during They Said It, get to what Linus Allmark said about being on team rotation with Courtney Cox. Bruins Thursday.
There it is.
They said it at 7 on this morning's show.
I think they're the only two people left on team rotation.
Wait till my lead.
It's you and Linus.
My lead will address that.
Oh, you're getting to that during your lead?
Yes. All right. I listened to Razor.
Okay.
But
you heard Razor.
I heard Razor. Again, I don't know where the chicken legs comment came from. I never said that.
Didn't you say something about
chicken sticks? I thought
never.
You called
literally
them.
Never.
Maybe I made that up. I might have made that up.
Called them top heavy.
No.
I'm going to have to, I can't even hear Curtis. I'm going to have to hold these headphones up to my ear like this.
Please don't do that.
I can barely, Curtis, you're going to have to yell this
morning. I'll take the day off.
It's a disaster, a complete disaster when it comes to my hearing.
Can I just say one thing, Greg?
I hope it's permanent because the show will be a disaster. What?
You know I love you.
Yeah.
Okay, but if a millennial was bitching about their ear, you would be mocking them relentlessly.
No.
Yes, you absolutely would.
My guess would be that if a millennial were suffering through what I have been for the last 5 days, they would not be at work. Okay, Shime and Courtney and the rest of you?
Yep.
Oh, I'd be here.
I'd be here as well.
All right, I'll stop talking about the year.
No,
I can stop.
It is important.
I find it hilarious.
So they said it at 7. Also, can we get to what LeBron said about whether he has played his last game in the NBA or not during They Said It.
Why is it that every other all-time great loses in the playoffs, and the next day it's like, how does this ding his legacy? That never happens with LeBron. It's all about what team will he go to next.
That's what he needs to be concerned about, is where he's going to land next if he wants to kind of get back in the fold.
All right.
Lakers stink.
It's a 2 for Tuesday, and I will give the first pair of Red Sox tickets away at 8:30 on this morning show, so be listening then and win your way into Fenway. And a pair of tickets every single hour thereafter. That means a pair of tickets at 9:30 on this show and all day long on a 2 for Tuesday here at WEEI. And it's miserable out this morning, Curtis. Is it raining all day?
Raining and a crazy thunderstorm early this morning out in the Southie with Pudge. Lightning. It was wild out there.
Okay. So it's going to be one of those days where it takes you an extra half an hour or 45 minutes to get wherever you're going. Yep.
Nobody remembers how to drive in the rain.
Okay. If you would like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at subaruofnewengland.com. And here she is. Back after a trip to Hilton Head. Courtney, with what is trending this first hour?
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. And you know what the best part about going away, even for just one day off the show, is? You come back and Twitch humbles you immediately.
Oh, what did they do?
They're like, oh, Courtney's here. Time to switch. Not an airport. Don't need to announce your departure.
Listen, I don't want to blow your head up any bigger than you already have with the lipo or whatever it is, the Botox.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But
good correction.
Yesterday, there were a lot of people in Twitch saying that the show was not the same without you.
Well, that's very nice.
Just be advised that there are always differing opinions on things
that
like
is true. So. I was shaking in my boots listening to Jackson do the news.
All right.
Phenomenal job by Jackson.
Fun fact, he was also shaking.
All right. The Celtics take down the Heat 102-88 in Miami, going up in the series 3-1. Derek White continues to be him. He had 38 in the win. Jason Tatum ended with a double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds. Not all good news. Kristaps Porzingis left the game near the end of the second quarter, did not return. An apparent calf strain. He will have further imaging done today. But he himself took to X to reassure fans, saying, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. We'll be good. Game 5 will be back here tomorrow. Tonight, though, the Bruins will try to close this one out. Puck drop at the TD Garden at 7. Austin Matthews did not practice with Toronto yesterday, but is expected to be on the trip to Boston. A decision will be made at some point today whether he's healthy enough to play. The Sox also in action tonight. First pitch against the Giants at 7:10. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. And in football, Travis Kelce isn't going anywhere when it comes to the reigning champs. The 34-year-old signed a 2-year contract extension yesterday. That makes him the highest paid tight end in the league. Pretty good.
Curtis, I saw you trolling the Bland manager on Twitter with regard to the cap that exists with NFL teams.
I mean, I was told that if you pay your quarterback $40 million and Chris, who's the lineman? I always forget.
Chris Jones.
He got, what, $100 million?
Yeah.
That you'd have to cut corners. And you know what? Travis Kelce is now the highest paid tight end. And there's no dummy years. It's just a 2-year deal at the top of the market. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you always get players to renegotiate. I think Patrick Mahomes, didn't he renegotiate his deal? Or
did he?
I think he did something to it.
With the stroke of a pen, you can literally free up like $30 million.
Yes, you can.
Well, that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Just to irritate the Twitchers, Courtney. Will Travis Kelce be with Taylor Swift at the conclusion of this 2-year deal?
Absolutely.
All right. You heard it here first.
They are going to get married.
Really?
He was at Patrick Mahomes' golf tournament and gala over the weekend, and he offered up Eras Tour tickets for raffle, and Taylor was there, and he referred to Taylor as his significant other.
Mm. Wow, that's huge.
How many superstars?
I think that's pretty big.
How many of the superstar couples actually get married, and when they do, stay together?
Ciara and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one.
And she's.
It's all you need.
It's, I don't know. Never mind.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
All right, here you go. That's two.
These, the Swifties, they're just. It's a cult.
Yeah.
Like, they live and breathe based on every little piece of information about these two people.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Like, she's breathlessly reporting that he referred, and believe it or not, he referred to her as his significant other.
Yeah.
Just a week before, he had referred to her as his slam piece.
No.
And now, update, he's now referring to her as his S.O.
It's just a beautiful evolution. It's a beautiful evolution. It went from, like, Taylor Swift to Taylor to Tay to now significant other.
So, Courtney, I think it was last week we talked about, or recently we talked about, being paired with someone as a celebrity golfer.
Yes.
Could you imagine you're at Mahomes' golf tournament, and there's Kelce and Andy Reid and Taylor Swift, and you're with Jackson Mahomes? 50 degrees and rainy afternoon, high 55.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know, Greg. I Googled songs about old people who can't hear, and this is what I got.
Yeah, that's what you got? Okay. It's nothing to do with age. I get text messages and DMs all day from young people who have suffered through the same thing.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I was told by Curtis not to whine about it all morning, so I'm not going to whine about it. It's a two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that means we have Red Sox tickets to give away this morning and all day long on this radio station. So First pair of tickets for you coming up at 8:30 on this morning's show. We'll get to They Said It. Before that, at 7, talk about what Lena Salmark said about being on team rotation with Courtney Cox. And I would assume we may hear a little bit of the first media interview conducted by Bill Belichick, that with Roger Goodell, I would assume.
The world has officially flipped on its axis. Like, that was the wildest thing I have ever seen. Just the most awkward exchanges. It's like they lost the bet. It was new Bill.
The new Bill seems like such a nice man. Like, I would really...
A blast.
I would like to spend considerable time with the new Bill.
Yeah.
The old Bill would grunt and harumph his way into the studio at Gillette Stadium to do an interview with us, sit there and stare down at his game notes and say nothing till the mic was on, and then grab the mic and move the mic over. And the new guy is right. He's a treat.
He used to get to the post game podium, take the NFL insignia and place it down on the ground so you couldn't see it. Right. Now he's having lunch with Goodell on camera.
I guess that's
people change.
I guess maybe that's just we're seeing the real Bill Belichick now. The Bill that we saw is him when he jumped into his role as a coach, like many method actors, that they go full-on personality. But, that's Bill when he's not coaching football.
I mean, it's really interesting. I ended up I forget who it was. It might have been somebody here at the radio station yesterday or somebody that I ran into yesterday who said what a breath of fresh air Gerard Mayo was yesterday on this show. And they love hearing him, and he's going to be a guy who's going to say whatever's on his mind.
Right.
So that part of it is great.
Right.
But does that really matter when it comes to being a great coach in the NFL? Maybe it is more important to fans. Maybe fans want a head coach. They want a guy who comes on and says, hey, yeah, I know I said we were going to burn a lot of cash, and I got beaten up over that, and I shouldn't have said it. What I really meant was we were going to burn cash if the right guys were available. I mean, maybe that's what they really want.
Do you think people really believe he's pulling any strings when it comes to burning cash? Because I don't. I think the only thing people are going to look and judge him on is how he does in-game coaching. I mean, that's it. Because no one believes he's got a ton of weight when it comes to free agents and draft picks and that kind of stuff.
I don't think anybody will care during the season if he's the same personality and gives us great interviews, but they're still losing. I don't think he's going to win over fans because he's a great interview. Right now, I think fans take solace in the fact that he can relate to players if he's talking to them like he's talking to us.
Yeah, here's where it is the greatest. The juxtaposition is at the best to sort of describe this point. It's quarterback, not coach. But people were good to Cam Newton. People didn't hate and sort of throw slurs at Cam Newton, the guy. They thought he couldn't throw the ball. But Cam Newton on this show was phenomenal.
Yeah. Right.
And he was accountable, and he came on. And I think people were mad at how he played, but they weren't mad at him.
But the only thing that mattered was what Cam did on the field.
Same thing with Bill. If he went 14-3 instead of 3-14, he's not fired sitting next to Roger Goodell.
I think when you look at Mayo, where he's going to have a giant microscope on him is what he's doing in games, because people are going to go, oh, Bill wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I mean, he's making rookie mistakes as a coach, bad clock management, whatever it is. Everything he does is going to be viewed about how he makes in-game adjustments, how he coaches, how he game plans. Because I told you, do you really believe a lot of people think that he has a ton of power when it comes to free agencies and draft picks?
No, I don't think he has much say in anything other than the I think they ask him about personnel and he offers his opinion. And I think he, to me, is a guy that you look at and question whether he really understands how daunting the task ahead of him is. Like, I mean, you're going to be a rookie head coach in the NFL with a theoretically a rookie quarterback in the NFL. and an offensive coordinator who hasn't really done it before. I mean, it's a there's a lot to, that team, when he sits here and says, what did he say yesterday? This team is much better than it was last
100% year. 100% better. They're definitely better.
I mean, is it really?
Yes, it is.
It is, Sean.
I mean, first of all, the quarterback position alone is going to be a million times better. Even if it's Jacoby Brissett,
I know you got all your bones on that and all your shekels or whatever it is, but I hope you're right about that. I don't know how you know. I don't know how you know.
I know. I just, trust me, I know.
And the
receiver room is better. By adding those two rookies, your receiver room is now getting better. Like, it's not much better yet, but it's getting there.
And
it's
I saw Mayo get a hard time about the correcting the record about the burning the cash.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Belichick told me that they forced a fake punt against the Bills that never happened. So both have had to clean up things. It's not totally unique to Jerod Mayo. And I thought that was really revealing, and it showed the Patriots kind of Red Soxian that immediately after Mayo's told that, you know, hey, don't do that again, but they let that story fester for 2 months.
Right. Right.
It was awesome him saying, like, he went downstairs and Stacy basically slapped him. Like, yeah. Said, what are you doing?
Do you really think it was Stacy or do you think it was Robert Kraft?
I don't think it was Stacy. Stacy's too good of a guy.
Yeah. This is Mike from Framingham. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Mike, hey, speak up. No, please speak up. I can't hear you.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. No one's going to care how Mayo does his interview, how charming he is, if he doesn't win, because Rex Ryan was great when he did interviews, but once he stopped winning, nobody cared.
Yeah. No, I don't think right.
But the opposite of that is true. Bill Belichick didn't want to do this, didn't say anything, and he had the job for almost 25 years.
Right, but even
and he won, and then the only thing that people could nitpick about was the way he was when he met with the media. Like,
right.
That was...
Because think about this. Even last year, when the team wasn't very good, people were like, this is Bill Belichick's best coaching year ever. Like, there were people that were saying, because of how he was able to do some things. See, that to me...
The question becomes, would you rather have a nice guy who is great when he does an interview, very friendly, very nice guy, nice to his players, but can't win football games, or a meanie who wins all the time, who just ends up being a dink when he's interviewed in public? I'd prefer the latter.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We always talk about the guy who followed Brady, the coach who now follows Bill. Is he going to go, DeMeco Ryans, have a great first year as a rookie coach, get a young quarterback to play well, or is he going to go like, Steve Wilkes, you know, where the first year is horrible, and all eyes are like, oh, Mayo stinks. He can't do it. Bill would have done this. Bill would have done that. And people looking to run him out of here after 1 year.
Now, Texter says, Greg, if you go position by position, it's better except for left tackle. So,
yeah, maybe I agree with that.
Maybe you agree with that?
I agree with what Mayo said. They're 100 times better this year than they were last year.
And at left tackle, they're probably going to be better because Trent Brown was as hot and cold as you can possibly be. And at least this year, you'll have some stability.
Okay, well, if you missed Jerod Mayo on this show yesterday, you can go back and listen to the entire interview on the Odyssey app. And that's another way that you can listen to this show if you can't listen on any of the radio stations that we have assembled for you all over New England. You can listen at your convenience on the app. So download it, AUDACY, and go back and listen to anything you may have missed on this show or on this radio station at any time. If you missed Drake May yesterday on this radio station, you can go back and listen to Drake May. He's another guy who I think will be a good interview.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like he's, I don't know, is he Gronk-like? Or I've heard people compare him to Gronk.
Well, we know he got a lot of brothers.
Maybe because he's got the brothers.
Right.
He's got the high school sweetheart who's in his posse, which is, I'm sure Courtney is very interested in
high
that.
High school sweetheart, now public on Instagram.
Okay.
All right.
I hit that
good.
Follow button real quick.
Oh, that's right. Great.
Yep.
Okay.
They're very cute.
How is Sophie adjusting to Jacksonville?
I wouldn't know.
You don't know?
Well.
You're not still follow. You didn't give
her I didn't
follow.
Refollow after you she blocked me, no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Courtney's back, and let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, I know the voice. How could you not? That's Chris Cornell.
Yep.
I don't know the song, though.
This would be Revelations by Audioslave.
Audioslave has some great songs.
Yes, they do.
Great songs. What a voice. The great Chris Cornell. Sean, what a voice. Your lead this morning?
Yes, good morning, Greg. Well, it's interesting you bring up the Gerard Mayo comment about being 100% better because the line at sportsbooks currently for the New England Patriots, it varies a little bit, but for the most part, it's 4.5, and in a couple places, it's 5.5. And I got to tell you, Greg, smashing the over. I'm all about, you know me, I'm all about Drake May. I already bought my jersey, just waiting for that to come in.
What size?
extra large, yeah. not a 2X, thank God. And so I see this team and I see it finally moving in the correct direction. Last year was such a debacle, such mayhem. And now we've finally kind of made our way through the storm. We can kind of see on the other side, and we're starting. It's not perfect. It's not going to be amazing. But to think that this team is going to win 7 games and have another top 10 pick, but still be a 7-10 team, I think is extremely reasonable. So I am all over the over 4.5 and the over 5.5 at whatever book you're betting on.
How many wins do you think they have?
I would say 6 or 7 is my number.
Okay.
Right, I think Shime. 7-10 is very reasonable.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Shime.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So we're big on correcting the record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody at the White House has that job as well. And so far in 2024, our president, Joe Biden, has had 148 mistakes in public remarks. These are widely varied, but considering the year is barely 4 months old, we are on pace for almost 700 mistakes by our commander-in-chief.
Did they include the one where he erroneously said his grandfather was eaten by cannibals?
That one would be number one on my list for most bizarre self-inflicted wounds, because what a bizarre story that was. But Joe Biden is very fortunate that his press secretary is not Shime with a board of drops, because that would make it far more entertaining. Yeah. But I think Courtney is someone that she has had far fewer than 148.
Oh, yeah.
And but she's not even the president.
Yeah, it makes the president relatable.
Yeah. Are you in double digits, would you say? Or
I don't think so.
This year, no?
No, I've been improving year after year.
Okay.
Right, Courtney. Yeah. Makes a president like the rest
of
us.
That's We're all the same.
All right.
That's giving me like Cannibal Lecter vibes. Thank you, Shime.
148 mistakes.
148.
Is that like serious things or wrong ice cream flavor, or we don't know?
Okay, here's an example. At an event last week, Biden seemingly read the word pause off of his teleprompter. But the original White House transcript of the president's remarks didn't include that word. It said inaudible, as in don't say it. They updated the transcript to correct the record.
Repeat the line.
That shows that he is relatable, because he said pause before he said something that might have came off a little bit suspect.
That's what you say all the time. Yeah, is you
right.
Say, you say pause.
Yes. Pause. I love the D. Meaning I love Detroit.
Please say verbatim.
Yeah. All right, Curtis. Thank you for the update on that.
We'll keep you posted.
We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a 2 for Tuesday next.
LLJ Cool J.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to,
or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Bruins will hope to close out their series with the Maple Leafs tonight at the Garden. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. That reminds me, I have a little announcement to make at 8:45. And we will be joined for that announcement by a musical artist. Mm. And that musical artist most likely rooting for the Toronto Maple Leafs this evening.
Justin Bieber.
It is not. It's not the Biebs.
Drake.
This one actually, right in the wheelhouse of one Chris Curtis.
Mm.
And music, not necessarily his forte, but he does know a good banger when he hears a good banger.
All right.
And he, watch time.
I feel like I may have used them as a rejoin, maybe?
Yes.
Recently?
Oh, my God. I know who it is.
No.
Celine Dion.
I do.
I know exactly who it is.
Do you want me to say or act?
Don't you keep it a secret?
I'll keep it a secret.
But I think you're going to be very happy with this guest.
I'm so excited. Honestly, if it's what it is, it's like one of my favorite bands.
I think it really is, which is it's surprising, but it's a... Honestly, it's a band that has an extraordinary catalog.
Right, and mm-hmm. false advertising.
yes, Curtis, yes. Not Celine Dion. Not Celine Dion.
Oh, I am jacked.
Are you jacked about that?
That is so cool. Right. You made my day.
8:45. We'll talk hockey with that musical artist and make a brief announcement. But Courtney, welcome back.
Ah, thank you so much.
We're glad to have you back. We missed you yesterday.
Glad to be back. And speaking of hockey, that is my lead this morning as well. I listened to Razor yesterday. Great as always. And I understand the goalie rotation. Everybody was off the island during yesterday's show. Razor's been off the island the entire time. And I believe that we will see Swayman in goal again tonight. But something that Razor did bring up was the fact that you need to take into account matchups and how these goalies perform against certain teams. I was talking to Twitch Brian before the show, and it is interesting if you look ahead, and I don't want to look ahead. I don't want this to be, oh, I'm overlooking the Maple Leafs. Mm-hmm. I think we've got it in the bag. But if we're going to talk about specific matchups, looking ahead, if we are to get through this one and get Florida next.
Yep.
Linus Ullmark performs mm-hmm. pretty damn well against Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He's 3-0 this season, .947 save percentage, and a 1.62 goals against average. So my question to the room is when you go forward, and I know Razor said don't count out that we won't see Ullmark in the future of mm-hmm. the playoffs, do you start Ullmark? Mm. Or do you start Swayman and go back to a rotation of sorts, and if Ullmark outplays Swayman, we'll see Ullmark more?
Mm.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I think anything goes at this point when it comes to the postseason.
Well, Greg brought it up yesterday, so now we're doing the series rotation.
You're
saying it's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have, and yeah. I don't think that if Ullmark was in goal during this series, they would lose. I think that Swayman's been performing lights out when it comes to he's a brick wall. Mm-hmm. But moving forward, if we do need to take into consider matchups, take into consideration how good Linus has been against Florida.
Okay, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So if you look at both of these teams, the Celtics and the Bruins, especially the Boston Celtics, it is super important that you close out these series ASAP, especially when you look at the Celtics. Their next opponent, which is weird to me, it's either going to be Orlando Cleveland.
Oh, I thought
I thought it was too, but they set it up bracket wise.
But I thought it was going to be the Pacers.
That's what I thought. But when you look at the NBA bracket now, maybe they move it. The NBA bracket has the Pacers in the other bracket taking on the Knicks. I thought it was the lower seed.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. Please, somebody who knows more about it than I do.
That's correct.
Right. You're so, right. Which is weird to me because I usually thought the higher seed took on the lower seed. Anyways, the Cleveland-Orlando series is tied up at 2. If you're the Boston Celtics, the same way if you're the Boston Bruins, you want to finish these series as soon as possible, especially if you're the Bruins, because Florida has already wrapped up their series, and get as much rest as you can for your next round, and hopefully this will help you with a guy like Porzingis that might be able to get a couple days off, and maybe you sit him out the first game if you feel like, okay, we don't necessarily need him right away. But the wrapping up of the series needs to be done by both teams to put them in a great position to have the best possible fresh legs that they can in the second round.
In the case of the Bruins, they can do it tonight.
Yep.
At the Garden. Thank you, Iggy.
You got it.
Ask a Boomer lead from me this morning. Shime, Courtney, Curtis, a little bit of advice for those who are listening who might be trying to occasionally sound hip or cool or young.
All right.
New survey has determined the words that millennials and millennials plus use that make them seem cringy and old to the young heads.
All right.
If you'd like to know the ones that are out right now, I have a list for you.
Okay.
So I think we've discussed this a little bit in the past. One thing that you should never be saying or texting when you're around Gen Z is YOLO or LMAO.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Those are done.
Yeah.
What you should say instead of YOLO is you should text DIFTR, which is short for Do It For The Plot.
Oh, yep. Serena Kerrigan.
Okay. Sorry, DIFTP. Sorry, Do It For The Plot.
Okay.
And you need to stop calling people cray because people are, do you know what?
Sensitive?
No, people are delu.
Oh, delu.
Which is short for delusional.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So if you are somebody who responds to a text message by saying KK, you can't do that anymore. That makes you seem like you're 100 years old.
Passive aggressive, really.
Do you know what you might write, what the response now should be if you want to sound young?
What's that?
Bet.
Okay.
So you just respond.
But Bet's been around forever. I like that. Use that. Oh, yeah. Bet's been around.
Okay.
The other two are white girl pagogies.
Yeah.
but I know Bet for sure.
Do not ever use the term ROFL, like you are rolling on the floor laughing.
Right. No more rafflecopters?
Instead of that, you just send a skull emoji. Skull.
Dead. Okay. Got it. Yep.
Curtis, did you know that one, Curtis?
No, I missed that memo.
This is a problem for me. Please stop calling things fire.
Right.
Okay, that is lame.
All right, no fire.
It appears that lit is actually back in style.
Okay, I use that all the time anyway, so that's good.
All right, yeah.
Okay,
lit is back.
Do not say diss. Like, do not suggest that somebody has said something that is a diss.
Okay.
What you should use is clap back. Instead of diss.
Yep.
Okay.
It's kind of been used. Diss hasn't been around since, I want to say, maybe the early 90s.
Is this story from 2013 or 2024?
And please, finally, do not ever give me the 411.
Okay.
No one under 40 years old knows what the 411 is because they never had to call directory assistance to get a phone number from somebody. Okay. So instead, you want to ask what the tea is or ask somebody to spill the tea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to sound really cool and hip and young, you got to say, hey, brother.
No, it's what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Hey, brother. And you have to put one finger in the air.
I've never heard of that. How do I do that? What's up, brother?
Yeah. What's up, brother?
Hey, brother.
What is that from?
It's this kid that has gone absolutely viral. He just plays Madden online.
Yeah. Oh,
and his
great
name is Sketch. He was at the NFL draft.
Oh,
he met like every player after they got drafted.
Yeah.
He
special teams, special plays, special players.
Yeah, he plays catch. He's played like catch with like Caleb Williams and CJ Stroud at this point. He's a huge Texans fan.
Really?
Yeah, he never takes off his Texans jersey.
Well, and he's famous because he says, good morning, brother.
No, he says, what's up, brother?
Curtis, get it right. It's what's up, brother.
And
hey, brother.
He plays Madden with, like, Vontaze Burfict and Sauce Gardner and guys like that.
Awesome.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Yeah, nope. You got to do it with the finger.
All right.
Well, what's up, brother?
There you go. Educational lead for me this morning.
Good job.
We'll get to They Said It Next.
That's lit.
What LeBron... yeah. What LeBron said... Mm-hmm. about whether he has played his final game or not is delu. So we'll get to that. We'll get to what Linus Allmark said, which I think addresses whether or not he is team rotation like Courtney. And the rest of They Said It coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.